This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're on week number 5 of the Hollywood writers' strike with no sign of progress in negotiations, and the actors and broadcasters union, SAG-AFTRA, is holding a strike authorization vote in sympathy with the writers. And now film and television choreographers are working on unionizing. Marketplace's Trina Menino reports.
In one point in the 1989 music video for Madonna's song Express Yourself, the singer crawls in a slinky dress under a long table, and then she sticks out her tongue and laps up milk from a bowl like a cat. The video is a whole vibe, and a lot of it is thanks to choreographer Vincent Patterson.
I showed Madonna how to sit like a graceful, graceful woman and smoke a cigarette with a long cigarette holder, how to crawl across the floor and pour milk from a cat bowl down her face. There's so much more that we do than just create 5, 6, 7, 8.
Working with big Hollywood names doesn't necessarily mean that choreographers receive the same guaranteed minimum wages or benefits as their industry peers. Patterson says it was impossible for him to negotiate residuals or ownership rights for his choreography. And he worked with Michael Jackson, arguably the best dancer in pop music history.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that we miss out on, that producers get or directors get or the artists get.
The Choreographers Guild is trying to change that. The new labor organization is looking to establish pay standards and help choreographers protect the work that they create. Steve Sadawi is organizing the guild.
Back in the 1930s, when the entertainment industry unions and guilds were formed, like the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild and Screen Actors Guild, somehow choreographers fell through the jurisdictional cracks.
Most commercial choreographers are gig workers, just like most unionized artists in Hollywood. Kate Fortmuller of the University of Georgia studies labor organizing in the industry.
We think of Hollywood as being really kind of glamorous, but the work itself is project-based. Not everybody works constantly, and so the unions can provide a little bit more stability.
But that's a long way off for guild members. They first have to reach a collective bargaining agreement. And one of the guild's counterparts in that is likely to be the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which is a little busy right now with the writer strike. It declined to comment. Choreographer Vincent Patterson says even though a long, possibly drawn-out process is ahead,
we're prepared to step into any situation we have to kind of get what we need now.
Patterson says he's been fighting for better working conditions for 30 years, but he's still optimistic. I'm Trina Menino for Marketplace.